the pasuk says, "Vayizkor Elokim es Noach ve'iskol ha'chayo ve'iskol ha'behemo asher ito bateva vayaver Elokim ruach al ha'oretz vayashoku ha'mayim." Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered Noach and all of the animals who were with him in the teva, and the Rabbanu Shel Olam made a wind pass over the earth, and the water resided. You have to understand what this special zechira was, that God remembered Noach. L'cha'ora, God already had judged that Noach was fit to be saved from the flood. So it's just a natural continuation of that first psak din. Perhaps the idea is the following. Noach was judged righteous not to be killed in the flood with everyone else, as well as the animals that did not corrupt themselves also were fit not to die in the flood. However, it's very possible that Noach did not have enough merit to be able to start a new world, and he just would survive the flood, remain in the teva with all the animals until they died out. And they would die a natural death and not be killed by the flood, but not be able to populate and settle and start a new existence in this world. And therefore, the Tzror HaMor says that there was even a Midas HaDin against Noah, that he didn't daven for the people of his generation, and therefore it's possible that he wasn't fit for starting a new world, and would just have to stay in the teva. Therefore, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to command him, a new tzivui, to leave the teva. Until he had that tzivui, until he had that permission to leave, it was possible that he would have to stay there for the rest of his life. And that's what it says. Tzei min ha-teva, right? V'shir tzu ba'aretz, u'pru u'revu al ha'aretz. That not that you're going to remain in the teva and perhaps propagate yourself there, but you'll be able to come out and to propagate and settle the world. And this was mamash like a new creation. And therefore it says, Vayizkor Elokim es Noach, Midas Hadin. Some say that we learn from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzaddikim, changed God's Midas HaDin to Midas HaRachamim. Or, as we said, the Tzrar Mor, there was a Midas HaDin keneged Noach. But perhaps it means, Vayizkor Elokim es Noach, this is like a new creation. And Bereshis Bara Elokim, the world was created by Midas HaDin. The idea being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to shower his chesed, his total kindness on humankind, and give them the world to come. But he wanted them to deserve it in order that it should really be the full pleasure and full kindness. So therefore, he created this world, the Midas HaDin, that you get what you deserve, not more and not less. But afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the world couldn't exist for most people with total din, and therefore he added Rachamim. That's what it says here. It says that Vayizkor Elokim es Noach, and then it says Vayaver Ruach. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says Ruach over here is Ruach Shel Rachamim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was now ready to recreate the world, the Midas HaDin, and again add Rachamim. And this also echoes what it says by Bereshis, the Ruach Elokim Rachefes al Pnei Amayim. The world was a tohu vavohu. Right, there was Shemayim Va'aretz, but it was Tov Vavohu, and Choshech Al Pnei Sahom, which was like the aftermath of the Mabul, and Ruach Elokim Rachefes Al Pnei Amayim, as it says, Vayaver Elokim Ruach Al Ha'aretz. And then the first thing that Noach did was open the window of the Teva, which is similar to Yehi Or, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam then said, let there be light. And then there was Erev and Boker, that's why Noach sent the Orev, which hints to Erev, and the Yona, which is white, hints to Boker. So all of this echoes like a new creation. In the first creation, everything was dependent on the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the world, as we said, B'midas HaDin, in order to be able to effect his original will of Chesed, and he added Rachamim, not to take away the din, but to mitigate it. as the Mesillas Yesharim says, Rachamim does not take away the din. You still get what you deserve, except it's mitigated. The punishment is delayed, maybe you'll do tshuva, and so on. But in the ultimate end, everything is din, because without the din, the chesed can't be. And therefore, there were 10 generations that the Rabbanu Shalom had rachamim, and didn't bring the flood, until his patience wore out, meaning there was no need for rachamim anymore, because apidin, they lost their olam haba, and giving them rachamim would not affect that original chesed by mitigating the din. And that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Asara Doros, that says in Pirkei Avos, Mi Adam Ad Noach, the Kol Kach Lama, Lahodiyah, Kama Erech HaPayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that these generations angered him for 10 generations, and he didn't bring the flood till after 10 generations. But it also teaches us that the Rachamim has a limit. And when the Rachamim totally will contradict the din, and the din says that the person doesn't deserve that chesed anymore at all, so then the Rabban Shem brought the flood and drowned them. However, this new creation, which was to effect permit HaKadosh Baruch Hu to channel his chesed through the din of Olam Hazeh, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu also added rachamim. However, here there was another dimension, and that is, since this new Bria was initiated and Noach had a part in it, and the chesed that came into this world, that Noach did chesed with the animals for an entire year, and even though that chesed was blemished by the fact that Noach didn't daven for his generation, that chesed was fixed up when Noach, after spending a year with these animals, took them and sacrificed them. The ones that that were extra, sacrificed them to Hashem as a tremendous chesed to that behemoth, to totally elevate it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then with his sacrifice, he davened for a new world. So Noach corrected what he had blemished, and he brought into this world another dimension, aside from the original chesed that is Olam Haba, and then that chesed is channeled through din and mitigated by rachamim. There was another dimension that this world also had a measure of chesed in it too, that even if the rachamim would wear out, and al pi din, the world didn't exist, didn't deserve to exist anymore, the Rabbanu Shalom would do chesed in this world and continue its existence for hope that things would change and people would do tshuva, or there would be another generation that would deserve, in the schus of the chesed that Noach did and the chesed that will be done by people, the world continues to exist even when there is no reason for rachamim. And that is the reach nichoach that came, the naaseh ritzonoi, that God's will was done, in the most, the greatest way, through that chesed, introduced that aspect of chesed into the world. And therefore, just like we find in the original Bria, it says that when God asked the angels that represent truth and shalom and chesed, should he create man, emes and shalom opposed the creation of man, and only chesed said that man should be created. And the whole idea of the creation is to achieve that chesed, but there it was only potential, but here the chesed was actual. It was Noah's chesed that brought upon the creation of this world and this new creation, and therefore that chesed remained as an integral part of this new creation. And this is in fact the bris which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, that he would never destroy the world again with a mabul, because now the world was built on total chesed also, brought into this world through Noach's chesed. And the Rabbanu Shalom now set up the world in such a way that it was very much limited. The Sfarno says that now there were seasons that weren't seasons before, everything was more perfect, and therefore it says that everything has its limitations, and every other thing fills the need of what's lacking in one thing. That thing fills the need of what's lacking in the second thing, and that is the ultimate chesed that goes on in nature after the flood. And it's that chesed, that one thing fills the needs of others, that keeps the world going. And this chesed is the antithesis of chamas. If you look at the words chesed and chamas, they both have the word chas, to be concerned about, to have mercy on. Chesed is chas dalet. The dalet stands for the dal, for the poor. The dalet stands for the idea that things can expand to four directions, but each direction needs to be mashlim and perfect the others. Each one is only a part. Chamas, on the other hand, is chas mem. Mem represents a new completion, where something is complete, and the Yetziras Havlad takes 40 days. Some 40 is the idea of completion. So chesed is where a person has rachmanis on someone else, and to fill someone else's need, that dal. And chamas is where a person has chas, he's concerned only about his own shlemus and grabs for himself what he can. And that's why chamas is called chatofin, grabbers. Everybody's grabbing for themselves and not interested in perfecting and giving to others. And that's why the three sins of the Mabul, Gili Arayis, is chesed of tumah. It's manipulating other people for your pleasure. And the same thing, Shlichas Damim, is murder, is the antithesis of chesed, totally destroying someone else instead of giving to them and perfecting them. And Gezel is also the idea of grabbing for yourself instead of giving and giving of what's rightfully yours to perfect someone else. And that's what Noach did when he brought these korbanos. He put that chesed into these animals. They were rightfully his, and yet he gave them up totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for their sake in order to elevate them towards Hashem. And this is the bris that the Rabbanu Shel made, that there will be total chesed, that even if we don't deserve mercy anymore, the world won't be destroyed. And it was dependent on the people propagating the world and multiplying, so there would be many, many people, each one needing to fill the needs of others, and that they was also conditional, according to the Sfarno, they won't don't murder, which is the antithesis of chesed. Since the whole world now depended on the chesed, that there shouldn't be another flood, if people would be murdering, then they would negate that chesed completely. And also that they wouldn't eat aver min hachai, right? They would eat the body of the animal, but not grab the animal and take it totally and eat its soul too. And this is the sign of the rainbow. The bright light of the sun represents the din of Olam Hazeh, Tachas HaShemesh. And the water represents the fact that if that din is not fulfilled, then God will bring water and destroy the world, or if it is fulfilled, God will bring the waters of Torah and bring the world to its fruition. However, the din of Olam Hazeh is diffused through the water, and the light is broken down into its components, into its various wavelengths, which shows that now in this limited world, it's the chesed of one thing perfecting and being mashlim, the chesaron, right, of making up for the limitations and the needs of another thing. All these different wavelengths of life, of light, work together to bring out the perfection of the world. That is the sign of the bris, because of the chesed, because things will work to perfect others. That's why the Rabbanu Shlomo will not destroy the world, and give the world more chance to bring out that original chesed in the future. And that's why the Medrash says that this chesed was done in the schus of Kabbalah Satorah, because that's the ultimate chesed in this world. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah keeps the world going. It's the most tremendous chesed that a person can do to learn Torah, and that is the schus that keeps the world going also. And after this comes the parsha of Dor HaFloga, where people united, but not to perfect each other, but to manipulate each other in order to make themselves a name. So the Torah wanted us to know that even though chesed is a tremendous thing, and even because of their unity, they weren't destroyed in this world. But there is chesed also that is negative. The outcome is negative, and therefore they were scattered, and that unity was broken. And after that, we're introduced to Avraham Avinu, who is in fact the pillar of chesed. And the whole world now depends on chesed, depends on Avraham Avinu. And if you look at the Haftorah, what I just explained is almost clear in the words of the Haftorah. It says, "B'shetzer kesef ishtarti ponai rega mimeich," because of my anger, I hid my face from you for a moment. "U'v'chesed olam richamtich," however, my mercy is going to extend from chesed olam. Omar goalich Hashem, and there will be a geula. Ki mei noach zosli, because this is like the flood, like mei noach. Asher nishbati me'avor mei noach, I swore that I would not bring another flood. And I also swore that Klal Yisrael will never be destroyed, even if they don't deserve it. And the rachamim wear out. Still, God will continue our existence through chesed, as that's what it says. Ki yahorim yamushu, because the mountains may go away, meaning the schus avos, who are compared to the mountains. You may not have a reason for mercy. You may not have the schus of your forefathers. V'hagvos temutena, and the schus of the imaos. However, chazdi mi'itech liyomush, but my chesed will continue with you, even when you don't deserve it at all. Ubri shlomi lo tamut, omam rachamech Hashem. I will continue to be merachim, even though it will totally be sosa the din, because now there's another element introduced into this world of chesed. And that's what we say in davening. Hatov ki lo cholu rachamecha. God originally was tov, midas tuvo, is chesed. Total wanting to shower his goodness and pleasure onto humankind. That's tov. And why is that tov able to continue? In a world of din, because God added rachamim to that din, which mitigates the din. But hamarachim, but why does God continue to have mercy, even when perhaps it's not deserved? Kilo samu chasadecha, because God's chesed will never stop, and even where it's free, he will continue the existence of this world now with chesed. Ki me'olam kivinu lach, because our entire hope is only from this world. The only way to be able to gain that original chesed of Olam Haba is to do it through this world, and therefore the Rabban Hashem will permit the world to continue to exist in hope that even if we don't deserve it at the moment, we will deserve it in the future. And there will be a geula. And that's what the Medrash says, that we say Elokei Avraham, right? Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and then the Gemara says Yochol Bechulam Chosmim. I think that you may end with all of them. No, we only end with Avraham, Magin Avraham. And some say what it means is the following: that there's different stages in the world. The stage of Chesed is Avraham. Then there's a stage of Avoda, and that is Yitzchak, and the stage of Torah, which is Yaakov. However, there are times when Klal Yisrael are very strong in Avoda and very strong in Torah. But even if all those things will go away and there'll be no Torah and no Avoda, but Chesed will still exist, B'chor Chosmim, the world will continue to exist from the merit of chesed alone. The Netziv says something like this in Parshas Vayishlach. And therefore it comes out that the entire existence of the world and the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, that he would never destroy the world again, is dependent on chesed. Chesed between man and his neighbor, and chesed between all of the various creations, that each one supplements and complements the needs of the other. And this is the first pasuk of Zichronos on Rosh Hashanah, because that's what Rosh Hashanah is. A new beginning, a new creation every year. And just like the Rabbanu Shalom remembered Noah and enabled him to create and to continue a new world every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu permits us to continue a new world for that year. And therefore it is extremely important for people to seek the opportunities to do chesed one with the other, to give up of what's rightfully theirs for the sake of someone else, to go lifni meshuras hadin, to go beyond the din. Because if we do all of that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also will go beyond the din, and even beyond the rachamin, and keep us going, and keep the world going in the schus of chesed, until finally, because of that chesed, will come to the finality of this world, b'viyas goel tzedek meherav yameinu.